It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word PRAY to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Monica Lovell, your host, the beautiful Miss Sue is over there running the iPad for us, and our guest this morning is my brother in Christ, Ernie Aragon. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, sis.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to our email, hourofpower@cableone.net, or you can post it to our Facebook page. And I'll do my best to get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program has ended. Our Facebook sponsor for today is Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here in the Promise Center in Elk City, Oklahoma, y'all. I think I covered it all, brother. Would you pray to start us out?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for once again bringing us all together. Thank you one more time for bringing me into this position to bring your word to people, Father. I just want to give glory to you, Lord. This month has been a point of seeing your glory happen in so many different ways, Father, in areas that I thought were just, they were lost to me, Lord. And you have given me insight in a lot of things this month. So I just want to thank you and give you praise for that. I just want to give prayers out to the people that are out there going to be listening today. I pray their ears are open, their minds are receptive, and their souls are absorbent to the word of God today, Father. I hope the message that you have given me today, Father, will resonate in them and give people a moment to stop and ponder their walk, Father. I pray for everybody here inside with me today in the radio station and everyone listening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So I like your title this morning, The Signs of the Times.
Signs of our times, actually, is what it is. History has pointed many times of where people, that's a commonality of saying of, boy, this is sure the signs of the time. You know, and every generation kind of has that one. And I just wanted to get this out there first and foremost because I was driving here, believe me, as I was coming here today, the enemy was doing everything he can to not make me get here on time. So I literally got here 1 minute before 9 o'clock to get set up and get going. Yeah, but I'm here. in Psalms 23:4, the Lord dropped this in my heart. And it's not the full Psalms, but this is, I'll give you the reason why. It says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And this is the point I want to bring out to you. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So what is a rod and a staff? This is a thing that shepherds would use to guide and direct. And if a sheep was doing something wrong, kind of poke them into the right direction of where they get to. So the word that came to me just on my way here because I wanted to make known about what I'm going to be talking about is not to bring fear or panic into your heart, but to see things that you may have not truly put together or seen and have not really reflected on in the way that the Bible has shown us. And actually, these are Jesus's words that brought me into this place. And it's something through my life and even as a young child that I've always wondered and couldn't quite understand. But as time moved on and more revelation has been given to me through the Lord, I've been able to discern a lot of what is happening. And it comes down to a few verses that the Lord has dropped on me. And I'll bring that to you. So I'm going to start out saying it this way. These are the signs of our times. So we'll give an example. Back before World War II even started, they called it rumblings. They saw rumblings happening in Europe. There were all these things that were happening in one way or the other. Nations were changing their political views. Specifically, Germany was going through a big onslaught where they went to a socialist dictatorship. And that's, we know that through history is Nazism, or being a Nazi. During that time frame, people were watching Europe, especially here in the United States. We were watching what was going on. We were not like how we're connected we are nowadays to see how things were happening in the world. By the time the news happened there and we got it over here, it was generally about a week out, and you got a newspaper on your door, you picked it up and you read it, and it was about a week, 2 weeks out, depending on where you live. So we were watching what was happening in Europe. And through the process of time, we saw that Germany was starting to gain power. They were, even though they had a sign an accord that they wouldn't build arms or have arms, they started building arms, and their nation started expanding, growing, and things were just happening in such an extraordinary way with that nation, because this nation had fell apart right after the Depression. That's the reason that it changed the nationality of their politics during that time. And everything reformed in a different direction. But the country started coming up, and it started blossoming, and all these wonderful things were happening within this nation. And people from other countries were looking at it like, wow, look at Germany. They're completely changed their ways, and they're because of this new system that they have in play, they're just doing really good things. So the world was really looking at that as an example of what to be. Even to the point that Times, I don't remember when exactly it was, but Time Magazine made Adolf Hitler Man of the Year on that particular year. So that kind of gives you an idea of how the world was really looking at what was happening in Germany. But we were seeing signs of the times that were happening there. There were things that were going on that we didn't directly see, and only through history were we able to see those things now. But people would always point direct to them. And then as time moved forward, obviously, you know, Germany got into, started taking over countries and invading other nations, and all these things were happening around them. And, you know, that was just the signs of the time. That's what Germany were doing. And, you know, us in the United States, we just didn't want anything to do with that. And, you know, he kept on progressively. Then if I'm getting my time frames right, I think he opened his first front with the Soviet Union, or if it was the other way around, where he opened up his first battlefront with, like, these are major nations like Britain or the Soviet Union. But there we are again. Those were the signs of the time. People could see that things were starting to tick their way and things were going to happen, and they had to prepare, like Britain had to prepare for the invasion that was coming, because by that time, Germany had already taken over France. They already had the coastline of France. So they were ready to, you know, come on over and invade Britain. Britain had to prepare and get things ready, get things set. And so when they're looking around, man, these are the signs of the times. This is, we're in a place that we never thought we would be, and now we are. And as time moved forward and things kept going on, we were still standing back on this, and we weren't involved in it. But through the news, we were able to see what was happening in Europe. We were able to see what's happening in Britain. And we were seeing still, like I'm saying, we were still seeing signs of the times that were happening. But the rumbling started happening in the United States. It's like, eventually, we're going to have to get involved in this. And we weren't looking for it and not wanting to be involved in it. Then lo and behold, December 7th came. Japanese attacked us. Our footing completely changed to a peacetime, to a wartime footing. And there was our signs of the time. Now we are involved in this major conflict that is a worldly conflict that we were involved in. So I'm using that as an example to show signs of our times. And these are the way I can describe them. I'll just say it this way too. Even at that time when World War II was happening, and those that were Christians and in the faith were truly believing that this was the end of the age because of what was happening and going on. But I'm here to tell you, it wasn't. You know that. We are in a different time, a different place. And right now, we are in the signs of our times. And I'm going to bring it to you through Matthew 24, 4 through 14. And these are the words of Jesus that tells us what to be looking for. So let me get there. So this is Jesus talking to his disciples. And he says, as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him. Tell us, they said, when will this happen, and what will be the signs of the coming of the ends of age? So he's getting ready to lay down to them what the signs will be and what to look for. And so Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and he will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still not to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these things are the beginning of birth pains. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But the ones who stands firm to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." So I broke this down. I took a look at it and I said, well, let me see what's going on. End times. I mean, people hear that and they kind of get a little edgy on stuff. Christians of faith don't, because it doesn't matter if we die today or if we die tomorrow. As long as our faith is in Christ, we know we have a tomorrow, and that tomorrow is an eternal tomorrow. But I'm speaking specifically to those that are sitting on the fence, or those that don't know. And I'm coming to you, and that's the reason I quoted the Psalms. I'm coming to you this way because I want to give you a heads up about our signs of our times. False messiahs. I don't know if you guys, I mean, your national news and your local news will never delve into any of these things because they're basically taboo, and they don't want to direct you and point you into some other direction of thinking other than the way they want you to think. And you can tell that by politics. That's how they dealt with it. That's what they do. All I can tell you is shut it off. Go to Go Victory Channel and get all your information and news from them. False messiahs. They're all over the nation or all over the world. There are people from the time of Christ that have proclaimed themselves to be Jesus Christ. In our time right now, I know of a couple of people. There's a gentleman, I'm not going to give no names or references specifically just to where they're at, but there's a gentleman in Australia that truly tells people, and he does have followers, says that he is Jesus Christ, and he has come to be the Savior of the world. But again, you have to have a biblical principle and a biblical knowledge of who Jesus Christ is to discern if Jesus is Jesus and if it's man trying to pretend to be Jesus. There's another man in Indonesia that proclaims to be Jesus Christ, and he has followers. There's a man, and I want to say in Costa Rica, proclaims to be Jesus Christ, and he has followers. So these are things that you need to know that are happening around you. So you know that these are part of what Jesus was talking about in the end times. Wars and rumors of wars. Oh, my God. Wars have been around us since the dawn of man, since Cain and Abel were around and, you know, got beat on the head with a rock. We'll always have that. But in our day and age, through technology, we are able to see more things that are happening with wars. And rumors of wars, the way I discern it, is just, you know, you hearing people that having gripe against one another. And right now, I mean, we're seeing something happening with Russia and the Ukraine. You're seeing China, Russia, and Iran, they're doing military, you know, training drills. That's what they say they're doing. But we don't know for sure. But again, these are signs of our times. And these are signs that the Bible has stated through Jesus Christ that would tell us to be coming. So we already know that. I mean, even on your local news, your national news, you're hearing rumblings of these things that are happening. The biggest thing right now that I know of and I've been keeping tabs on is what's happening with Russia and Ukraine, because that could be an involvement of the whole world again. And China being China of who they are, and Iran being Iran of who they are, we're dealing with people that the best way to say it is, you know, a few sandwiches short of a picnic. So in the Bible, we talked about wars and rumors of wars, and we're seeing that happening within our time right now. Nations against nations. And when I read this, that what the first thing that came to my mind when I hear that is I think of Israel. I think of Israel and all the nations that are around it. That just it's been an ongoing conflict with the Jewish community and the Arab community in a whole since before Jesus. It's been there. They're still upset when Moses, you know, took people to the promised land and Aaron brought them in and they took over that whole region because it wasn't necessarily just there. There were people that lived there. And today we would call them Arabic that were there and they, you know, they were taken. So they've always had a bitterness towards that happening. And so it wasn't until like in our time frame, well, not my time frame, but within this last century that Israel reestablished a nation in Palestine, you know, in the Middle East. And again, there's a movie that I watched the other night, is an older movie made in the 50s, 60s, that really showed what happened during that time frame when the United Nations went ahead and made Israel. And right at that moment, that was the conflict of many Arabics against Jewish people. There were some that tried to make the peace, but the ones that tried, they were ended up being killed because, you know, it's just the way it is. So when I see nation against nation, and this can go in any other direction. People that, you know, they hate the United States because of what we are and what we stand for. And there's even people within the United States that hate our nation just because of what it stands for. So that, to me, that is a sign of the time where nations are against nations. Famines. Don't really hear much about that. I think maybe every once in a while you'll see on the news this poor little African child just emaciated eating dirty rice or something like that. That's about as far as we know that we see that there's famines happening. It's all over the world, folks. If you go and dig and look, you will see that it's out there. But again, it's not happy news. It's not good news. So, you know, and there's no way that you can make it political. Some can. So that you would see more and more of this. It pricks my heart to see that a nation would allow their own people to go through this kind of suffering. And because it's a political thing on the bigger scope, but it's happening out there. So you can go on the internet and find these things out real quick. It's out there. So there's famines, earthquakes in various places. Now I said it this way because that's the way it said in the Bible, because when it hit me, we are seeing an uptick in earthquakes all over the world. And with earthquakes, and that's what it says in various places, we're seeing things that are happening with volcanoes. There are volcanoes that people didn't know about that all of a sudden started erupting. There's other volcanoes that have started coming up and erupting. And these things, we're gonna be watching these items, or not these items, these situations keep escalating. It's not going to get any better. It's going to keep getting worse. Christian persecution. Don't really hear much of that in the news, do you? You always hear about Muslim persecution or some ethnic groups persecution. But all throughout the world, our Christian brothers and sisters that are out there, well, I'm going to point out to China specifically, are being persecuted for their beliefs. And they really have to go underground. I see their situation a lot alike how the first Christians became. They were in hiding because the Pharisees and the powers that be were hunting them down and killing them. You know the story of Paul. That was his main get. I'm going to go around find every Christian and bring him in and we're going to kill him. You know, that was his. That's how the thought pattern was of the time, the signs of their time, of what they were doing and what was happening. But I see the same thing happening in China where they have to go in hiding. They have to go to a cave or someplace to have their praise and their worship and their reading of the Bible. And I truly believe that the anointing and the power of God is upon them because they are in such dire straits in their situation because they can't freely be open to their belief and faith. They have to hide it. Just like the first Christians that were out there, there was the same thing they had to do. So there's Christian persecution going on. There are nations that hate Christians. I know just from the last 20 years, we've really watched, I'm pointing it out to the Middle East. The Middle East, a lot of Middle Eastern nations out there do not have a love for Christians because of what they proclaim and what they're saying. They have their belief in their religion that literally counters what Christianity is. We're more of love, hope, and peace. Theirs is more destruction and death over anything else. But they've taken it to make it sound like love and peace, but it's not. So there are nations that hate against Christians. This is also happening. Well, if it's not happening now, I've seen a bit of it, but it will escalate. Many will turn away from the faith. The way I see that is all these religions, even new religions that are being brought out with Christianity, even old religions that of Christianity, that people are no longer wanting to hear the gospel. They want to hear things that make them feel good, that make them feel like they're doing the right thing. A lot of the churches that are out there have really changed their platforms and become more worldly than godly, have accepted more social ideas than godly ideas, or they've basically kicked out a lot of godly ideas. They don't want to talk about the way the Bible talks about sin, because that is the key essence of who a Christian is we are in a daily battle with our sin. And the way that they change sin and make it seem like it's not a sin is a false testimony of Christ. So it's a false church. And many will turn, that's what I'm saying, many will turn away from their faith. Or not I'm saying, but Jesus said many will turn away from their faith. They want to find something. If they're going to be believing something, they want to believe something that makes them happy and makes them feel good. And in time, we're not seeing much of this either, but it is out there. And it's probably more in areas where, like we'll just go back to China, that are happening. Because China's like the epicenter of good and evil right now, if you don't really know it. Other so-called Christians will betray and hate each other. And that is a big key that's happening in China, because they have infiltrators that will, I believe it, and then they find a group of people and then they turn them in. Or if there's a family being persecuted that are Christians, they are being coerced to turn in other people. And it becomes that. It becomes a betrayal. It becomes a hatred of one another because of what is and what isn't. And I think truly a lot of it is those that have not really been touched by the Holy Ghost, touched by the Holy Spirit, do these things because they're not receiving what others are receiving. So I believe that is one of the reasons why people will do these things. And there's going to be many false prophets that will deceive many. And from the dawn of time, they've been there. They're out there, just like I was talking about the false messiahs. They're out there. You can go and find them. They have websites. They have Facebook pages. And they proclaim to be these awesome prophets. There are people that I believe that are on the mainstream that are good, solid people of God, and they're doing the right thing and saying the right things. I believe also there are those that are out there that are on the brink of either being one way for God or they're there for some other purpose and reason. And I'll just leave that at that, because there's no names that need to be mentioned. But that's the reason you have to have the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will discern you to know. I mean, you could turn on TV, you can go, I YouTube a lot of pastors and sermons and stuff like that. And there'll be many times I'll watch somebody and all of a sudden my spirit just starts, this guy's, he's not saying what What I know and what he's talking about is not matching up, and the way he's directing it is not matching up. So by then, I already know that I'm just changing it and finding someone else. I'll say this. I have a handful that I watch. I don't want to say religiously, but that's what it is, religiously, that keep me informed, that I gain wisdom and knowledge through, and I know that they are true disciples of Christ. Increase of wickedness. Oh, my goodness. This one, I'll just say it this way. Next month, I'll be 55 years old. So I lived a little bit. I'll just even back up 30 years. And even my time frame when I became more aware of just life in general, high school, you know, you're just doing what everyone else is doing and following suit with what the world is doing. You wanted to fit in. You wanted to blend in. You wanted to be a part of it. But even at that time, I do remember people still had respect for each other, had respect for their elders. You could go someplace and say hi to somebody and you'd get a hi back. But nowadays, it's become so increasingly hard to... I'll just say it this way. I used to live in California. California, you literally had to walk in a defensive mechanism on people, because if someone came up to you and started talking to you, first thing that would pop in your mind, at least me and a lot of people that I knew, what do you want? You became defensive, you know, because you don't know what is coming at you. Because, again, the increase of wickedness brings a man that, I mean, even at the time as a sinner, I tried to be a good person and be a good individual to my humans and being a humanitarian. That was just the person I naturally have been. But even at that hand, you still had to have a defensive mechanism because people were always wanting something or trying to take something away from you, and you had to be on that defense. If you walked around just nonchalantly, somebody somewhere would take advantage of that situation in some form or manner, and you just couldn't do that. So by saying that, I live in Oklahoma now, small little town that I live in. I remember it was a hard adjustment for me to take that way that I was when someone walked, "How you doing? Having a good day?" And I'd look at him and be like, "What do you want?" You know, got real defensive. It took a couple years to bring that off of me and to really understand that there are actually genuine people, well, especially out here, that just are heartfelt and heart loving people. And another thing I've grown to learn is, especially here, they call this the Bible Belt. There are many people here that are Christians and believe in Christ. And they try to portray them, not try, as they try, they portray Jesus through themselves by their acts and their kindness. And even a little gesture is, "Hi, good morning." You know, just that whole thing it became refreshing to me, and it brought my defenses down quite a bit. And it brought me to a point where I was comfortable with what I was going on. But you could see, especially in cities where wickedness is running rampant, you could see that, you know, if you go on YouTube and see these things happen, I'm just telling you, it's because it's there. You know, little old lady walking down the street carrying her groceries and her bag. Now, someone could just run up and take her bag and rob her and leave. But you're seeing someone come up, take her stuff, beat her to a pulp, possibly beat her to death. I've seen them beat an old man to death and take their stuff and go. Why? What was the purpose of doing that? Well, that just shows you that the increase of wickedness is in man's heart, is it's there, and it's growing and it's becoming more. Because the enemy out there, the enemy, the devil, Satan, whatever you want to call him, I call him the enemy because that's what he is to me. He always uses vessels out there that are not saved by God. And in any form or manner, if he can get you to do something that is wrong, he knows that's just one more thing that he can hold over your head when that day comes. And unless you get yourself saved, you could be the worst criminal in the world, but until you get yourself saved and get right with Christ, you're still under the guidance of the laws that God and Jesus have in line, and you will fall that way. But if you get yourself lined up with Christ, boom, you're forgiven. Now, in the world, you may not be forgiven, and you still might have to go to the death chamber and be whatever. So just be aware of that. And the last one is love will grow cold. So we're kind of talking about the increase of wickedness, and the love will grow cold. And what I'm kind of explaining is that that coldness that I had to my fellow man because I didn't know what they wanted was upon me. And I'm sure that's prevalent in more areas, especially in cities and stuff like that, than anywhere else. You have to be that way. And it's and even when the thing I always catch, because I watch these YouTube channels that deal with people getting in car accidents. No, I don't have an enjoyment of watching people get in car accidents. And the reason I like to watch them is because I learn more driving skills by people's failures, so I could watch their failures and know what to do right. But the thing that always catches me is this. When a car crash happens, there'll be two, maybe three vehicles that will pull over, and a million more will drive right by like it just they didn't say nothing. That, to me, is an example of a cold heart in an individual. So going back, we're in Matthew 24:4. It's in the Word of God. It is by the Word of Jesus Christ that tells us these things are happening. So now I am have shown you and given you examples in our time, in our place, of what is happening. And so, as Jesus said, he calls them birth pains. And every time we see an increase of any of these happening, it's a birth pain. And if anybody's been around anyone that's been pregnant and getting ready to have babies, you know that it starts off very mild. But by the end of it, especially if you're married, your wife is pulling your hair out and she's pulling your lip off your face and blaming you for everything that went wrong. So just that example in itself should show you that it's not going to get less. It will increase more and more and more as time moves forward. Do we need to take a break, sis?
Yes, yeah, now a good time to take a prayer break.
Okay, all right.
Okay, take some prayer requests. Let me restart.